أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا حذقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. صدق الله العظيم. In eyes before this, we spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, trying to bring into perspective the unity, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that these idols can never be God, and they are not worthy of any worship. When his community and his people saw that they could not win the argument with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and such is the habit of the forces of batil, they become arrogant, and when they lose any battle, then they become violent, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا حَذِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They began to say, one was the king of that time, Namrud, the courtiers of Namrud, they began to spread this decision that the only way to overpower Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was to burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the fire. The people and the community became unanimous that this is the only way to do it, that he had burned their hearts when he broke the idols, so now he needs to be burnt and thrown into the fire. And secondly is wansuru alihatakum, in doing so you will help your gods and your idols and your deities. Our Allah protects us, Allah helps us and assists us on various junctions of our lives. Here they needed to help their idols and protect their idols. In kuntum fa'ilin, if you are going to do something that will be of assistance to the idols. It comes into the, in the narrations that the entire community was unanimous on the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam must be burned. And for a period of 1 month, people began to collect fire and wood and fuel for the fire, so that they could kindle this fire, light this fire, and throw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in. After 1 month of collection of wood and the fuel, they lit this fire, and for a period of 7 days, they fanned this fire, so that the flames will go up towards the sky. In other words, a huge, huge fire that was now kindled and lit for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Many were those people that participated in lighting up this fire so that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam could be thrown into the fire. The heat of the fire was of such a nature that they themselves could not go near the fire, and they had to catapult Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire. At that point in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come upon the fire, that, O fire, become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that many of the malaika were present, many of the malaika presented themselves to assist Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such narrations are also found that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is about to be thrown. Even the angel that was in charge of rain submitted itself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, you give the command so that I may send down the rains, so I may open the doors and the rains will fall, and that rain will extinguish the fire. But that was also not the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then famously we also hear in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, saying to Ibrahim alayhi salam that whatever assistance you require, I am here. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam questions him and asks him that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent you. When he replied in the negative, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Sufficient for me is my Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was thrown into the fire. The heat of the fire even burnt the rope that had tied Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that kuni barda, become cool, wasalaman, and also peaceful. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say peaceful, then that fire would have become cold for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And that coldness also would have been a form of discomfort. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said salaman, it must be a means of peace for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah also added ala Ibrahim upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Ka'b al-Ahbar used to say that looking at this ayat, if Allah did not say upon Ibrahim, then the whole world would have felt the coolness of the fire that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was in. The very important aspect that we learn here is the cause and effect theory that we have, that every cause has an effect, or every effect is from a cause. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the cause and effect is totally in the hands of Allah. Fire is supposed to burn, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this fire was a form of coolness for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. There are those commentators who are very close to Allah. In other words, the Allah wala commentators, they say, look at this greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read about it in the Quran Kareem, that the fire of hell burns, but yet there are malaika that are around the fire that do not burn. Now that is the qudrat and the power of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts effect into causes, and Allah ta'ala can remove the effect from a cause. That is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam remained in this fire. Some narration states 7 days, some say 40 days, some say 50 days. Be that as it may, but it was so cool for Ibrahim and so comfortable that it comes in a narration after he had come out from this fire. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is reported to have said, those were the best days and the most comfortable days of my life. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa aradu bihi kayda, that they had intended a plot against Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ الْأَخْسَرِينَ, and we had made the plots the greatest of losers. We had made them the greatest of losers. It comes in a narration, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi explains, how was it a loss, such a massive fire for Ibrahim alayhi salam, yet they could not destroy him. And the reality was this, they had a plan and Allah had a plan, that from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, great anbiya was still to come. The Baytullah was still to be built. Hazrat Ishaq and Hazrat Ismail was supposed to come. All the anbiya of the Bani Israel was still to come. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was still to come. So they were never able to destroy Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi writes that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them that Namrud, the king of that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a small little mosquito. In certain narrations that mosquito entered his nostril, but we find in many of the narrations that it went up to his brain, and then it began to eat on his brain and suck the blood on his brain, and the result was that his whole entourage, all his court and everyone else tried to save him, but no one was saved. He himself was killed, and then that mosquito ate the flesh and drank the blood of all those that were close around him, and in that manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. So where is a big fire that they had built, or they had kindled against Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and a small little mosquito, showing the great qudrat and the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.